afternoon, everybody.
You need to pull the music down a little more so you can hear what you're saying. Now try it over again.
They can hear what I'm saying.
Try to do it again.
What?
Start over again.
Good afternoon.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Music was too loud earlier.
No, it wasn't.
Sure it was.
No, it wasn't. Like you could hear.
This is what happens when you let your co-host take over the board.
This is what happens when your actual host is half deaf.
I'm not half deaf. I'm all deaf. I could take the wind out of your sails like that.
Dad.
That's what dads do.
Do I ever just get, you know what, Taylor? I love you.
Oh, come on now.
I love you. You are the sweetest, most.
When I have done three 20-hour days at the Classic, driven home from Texas, gone in the office the next day, worked, and then been on the road again, and you want to go fishing, and I get up at 5 o'clock to take you fishing. What does that say?
No.
What does that say?
After you gave me
no,
so much
no,
crap.
No, ma'am.
Oh,
ma'am.
Taylor, I'm just so
What does that
so
say?
Tired.
What does that say?
Oh, just so tired. I don't know if I can do it.
I'm waiting.
I don't know.
What does that say to you?
You might have to drive.
What does that say? What's that say about? Huh?
Since you're lazy.
Taylor, I can't believe you said that. Of anybody that you know, I'm probably not a lazy person.
Maybe if I
could get some respect from you, I'd give you some in return.
Right.
Why do we do this on the air?
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
You always bring this stuff up. No, you started it. You started it with the music.
Oh, I no. Uh-uh. Yeah. The music was here long before you were. It's the truth. Music's been here since 2014. When did you make your appearance on here? Once when you were 12, maybe?
I was 11. I was 11. You're so rude.
All the dads with strong-willed daughters are out there going, yeah, man, we know what that's like.
You're hilarious, Dad.
Those of you that don't have strong-willed daughters.
Careful.
Be thankful.
Dad! I knew that was coming. See?
Oh, man. Taylor, I'm proud of you. Aww. I love you. I enjoy hanging out with you. If not, I wouldn't have you on this show. I wouldn't take you fishing. I wouldn't have anything to do with you. And I certainly wouldn't give you a hard time about boys. And I doubly certain wouldn't ask Matt Airy and Andy Montgomery and some of the others what they think about boys.
Thanks, Dad.
How's that sound, folks? Is that pretty good? I think I hit it out of the park with that one.
Is that whole council thing actually going to, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that was Matt Airy. Yes. Yeah. Matt Airy and I are going to put together a parental. Well, no, it was like a boyfriend advisory panel.
Full of professional fishermen.
That's right. Full of professional fishermen. We had like a list of 6 or 7 people we're going to put on this. You submit a boy to the board.
Submit.
Yes.
Make it sound like
a
paper.
If you have a daughter, you submit a boy to the board. We interview him. We do background checks. We talk to him. We might even take him fishing. And then we give you our recommendations.
I'm raising my hand. I have a question.
Yes.
Does that apply to your own daughter?
Absolutely. You are first on the list. And since I'm on the board, we're the first case we're going to take up.
I'm so sorry. I know he's listening right now. I apologize in advance. You know who you are.
Yes, there was a boy at my house the other night when I got home. I don't understand how that happens. He didn't grow up here. I've never seen him before at my house. I get home and he's upstairs.
Oh, like you didn't know he was going to be there.
Well, you had said so, but I didn't know you were brave enough to follow through with it.
Oh, I had said so. Really? Really? I do recall a whole conversation we had about that.
We're airing all our laundry in the first 4 minutes and 45 seconds of the show for everybody to listen to.
Oh, that's okay. That's why people love us. We give way too much information.
I don't know that people love us. You know.
Oh, well, you know what, Dad? I love us. Okay. That's all that matters.
If you say so. Okay, now that we're 5 minutes into it, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina for the day. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You've probably gotten more information you want to know about, and you may have already turned the dial. If you did, Sorry about that.
Therapy session.
Sorry about that. You're not going to miss it. We've got Tom Mullican with SouthCon 7 is going to join us. His time is short. And when you listen to this whole show, this is a total redo.
Yeah.
We did this show once already. And when it went into the engineering booth, it ghost in the machine. First time ever. First time in 7.5 years I've ever had a problem with a recording.
It was just our luck.
Live or recorded. I've never had a problem with it. And for some reason, the whole show was history. So this is a total redo. Thank you for Tom Mullican, really, for making time again out of his busy schedule to talk about SouthCon 7. We're going to do that next segment. And after Tom's gone, we didn't get down in the weeds, so to speak, with him on this. But Taylor and I are going to do a little intro to it the first few days of SouthCon 7, so it gives you an idea of what's going on. Got a few counter events. Got a whole bunch of 4th of July stuff to share. Because next weekend is 4th of July.
Scary.
Oh, man.
Do you have anything to bring?
I do. Summer rules for kids.
Oh, we already went over this, and I'm already going to say, reading's
okay.
Out.
Have you made your bed? Have you brushed
yes.
your teeth?
Yes.
Have you brushed your hair?
Yes.
Did you get dressed?
Yes.
Have you had breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
Plus, you need to read for 20 minutes every morning?
Negative.
Write for 20 minutes every morning?
Negative.
Clean up a room in the house?
My room's spotless.
That's okay, then clean up another one. Play outside for 20 minutes, get
fishing
some fresh air.
7 hours a day.
Okay, well, 20 minutes a day. Made or built something creative?
That's a negative.
Helped someone in the family?
I cooked dinner last night.
If you've done all that in the morning, then you can use your electronics.
And I know I already asked this question the last time we did this show, but
yes.
The whole 20 minutes of reading does not count if it's on a Kindle because you can't use your electronics.
No, it has to be a paperback book, hardcover with embossed covers and meat inside.
Mm.
Like Death in the Long Grass.
Yeah.
A Sand County Almanac. Not, the not, Old Man and the Boy. Greatest no. Quail book ever. A Hunter's
Stop
Fireside
reading
book.
Off your
Autumn
bookshelf.
Passages. Taking Aim. Wilderness Wildcraft and Survival. Rifles and Shotguns. The Complete Book of Hunting. Hell, I Was There. that is a book, by the way. Elmer Keith. Look it up. Death in a Lonely Land. Death on the Dark Continent. African Game Trails. That's just a few of them that are on my shelf over there.
That's great, Dad.
A Listening Walk. So, yeah, it needs meat.
Meat, okay.
It does.
Noted. Whatever meat means. Mm-hmm.
It means good content. You don't have to read outdoor books. They're great, but just read.
Uh-huh.
You know what Granny always told me?
Oh, boy.
What you read, no one can ever take away from you.
Mm.
Everything else they can take away from you. But what you read, they can't take away from you.
Mm.
Think about that for a few minutes. All right, we have a calendar.
We don't have time for a calendar.
You sure we don't have time?
No, we'll
so
get
we
it.
We get to blow another minute.
We'll get it and
I took a beating from Brandon Cobb the other day on Lake Greenwood.
Of course you
happens
did.
Every time I go with
I
him.
Know. It's just,
I mean you go fishing with an elite guy or MLF guy, you're gonna get your it's gonna be a humbling experience.
I'm glad you stopped.
We got up in one creek and he said, okay, there are 3 to 5 bites in here. We went 0 for 6. Oh, it was great though. I mean, I had a fish, a 2.5 pounder, come all the way out of the water trying to get a popar on a branch. I lost another one in a treetop, and he lost a couple too. So it's not all my fault. But anyway, it's fun. I'm used to getting that kind of treatment. And then he says something about, well, if you want to get up here and fish on the front, come run the boat. Like your boat, not mine. All right, y'all, hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water. So I've got Tom Mullican on the other side to break.
Just enough loud music to give me more of a headache.
Some bad company.
Yeah.
And we have back. Welcome back to Woods and Water. SouthCon as advertised. This segment's going to be great. we have some. Okay, there's bad company, like teenage boys. And then there's bad company, like what we got today with Tom Mulligan. He was on with us last year with Cyclone 7. Just to give you an idea of who Tom is, he's dived in all the world's five oceans, including the Arctic and Antarctic, climbed mountain ranges of the world's seven tallest peaks. He's a National Geographic expert, a fellow at the famed Manhattan-based Explorers Club, and an Army JAG officer, father, grandfather, which are probably his biggest achievements in his eyes, if I know Tom. And he's currently the governor's, the chair of the governor's floodwater commission, which is partially why we have Cyclone 7. So Tom Mulligan, Taylor and I extend our arms and welcome you back to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Well, thanks so much. Thank you both for what you're doing.
Wow.
Helping educate our listeners on these important topics. It's a pleasure and frankly an honor to be back on your show.
Oh, wow. And it equally here too. We love talking to you. We had a good time off the air. And for those of you listening, you won't know this unless I told you, but this is take two. We actually did this earlier in the week, and somewhere in the processing side, it just got, it got awful. So Tom is gracious enough, and I want everybody to know this, to donate another segment of his life to our show, and we really appreciate that. But Tom, you know, South Carolina 7, you did it last year, you're doing it again this year. You know, what are you trying to do here? What's your end game on this South Carolina 7 expedition?
We live in one of the most beautiful places on earth. Thank you for your kind introduction.
Oh, wow.
I guess what I can say, in addition to being bald and a white beard, it's I've earned my station by having traveled to many of the most fragile ecosystems around the world, and I can say with confidence we live in one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Absolutely.
And so we're happy to be able to create this expedition that will allow us to show those places off to the world. Last year was our first year. The governor wanted as much stakeholder engagement in our floodwater commission plan as possible. So we do this hike. It lasts 30 days. We'll start up at Oconee County, and we have fireside chats each night where we invite people in to talk with us about some of the challenges they're seeing from the amplified climate change, from flooding and different associated issues. So this is probably sounds cliche, but shocked by the level of support. We had as many as 20,000 people following us each day on the videos we put up, which wasn't even planned. It was more like, let's have some fun with this.
Afterthought. Like, wow. Yeah.
Just touching some nerves. So we're going to do it every year. As long as I can keep my legs underneath me,
right,
we're going to continue to do it and hopefully continue to inspire others to get in the great outdoors.
You know, when we did this first time around, you talked about kind of three main areas that South Carolina 7 thrives on. Would you give those to us again?
Yes, sir. We really feel like we're touching on three primary objectives. The first is ecological, to introduce people to their own backyard. As I mentioned to you, we've got one of the most beautiful and diverse ecosystems in the world, from the oldest mountains in the world to one of the most beautiful coastlines. So we have ecological and all that comes with that, with the challenges now associated with flooding and coastal erosion, those sorts of things. Start with ecological. Then we have epidemiological. As we get more people out in the outdoors, we see that they're becoming healthier. And I say that because they send me privately their testimony. I had one of the pastors that I met with, and we took on a coastal expedition, write me and say his cholesterol levels have never been so low, and he'd lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
So we're working with, just at a baseline, the epidemiology and health. But we're also seeing wilderness therapy, because we work with veterans every year and taking them both here and around the world to get them back out in touch with themselves. And we're finding that it's a stress reliever, and we're seeing really palpably some relief for their anguish issues associated with PTSD. And then finally, here we are in the Bible Belt, many of us Christians, and we're touching on the theology. Last year we had independent ministers and pastors agree to come out every morning. We're delighted and honored that Dr. Mike Langston, retired Navy captain, was head of the chaplaincy for all of the armed forces, the Armed Forces Chaplaincy School, before his retirement. He's coming with us for the whole 30 days, and he'll give devotions. And if you go to our website at SouthCarolina7.com, that's South Carolina written out, number 7.com, our devotions will be up, and so will the video of that. So we start with Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. The Lord put man in the garden to work and to protect it. And we're looking to find that balance. We don't believe that these are mutually exclusive. We believe, just as what we learn in Scripture, that these are concurrent objectives. And we're trying to show people how they can work in the environment and protect it, how we can have economic sustainability coupled with environmental sustainability. And those will be the kinds of things that we'll talk about. We're talking about protecting our environment while enhancing our economy. And we really are in a fairly unique position in South Carolina. We have a wonderful investor-owned utility, Duke Energy, who's been a great corporate citizen for years,
yep,
who's committed to reducing their carbon footprint very shortly, and then carbon neutrality helps. We would have never been able to do our power plant, Roger. We, as you know, the same group, we planted 3.4 million trees on Earth Day, an enormous undertaking, the largest single tree planting session in the history.
Unreal.
So we've got a lot of 120,000 volunteers. We live in a state where conservation is a part of the DNA.
Right.
This SC7, to bring it back to your question, will continue to serve simply as a reminder to our own South Carolinian families and to people across the world that we not only live in the best place, we're proud of it.
Absolutely.
And that's why we'll continue to do it.
Absolutely.
And after you said all that stuff, you know, you really, it makes you think, this is not just a hike. This is educational.
It's a mission.
It is a mission, yeah. And this year, I mean, there have been some changes from last year when we did this. Y'all have about three main changes: length of the hikes, educational days, and then y'all added on the Liberty Trail. Take a minute and explain what the Liberty Trail is.
You know, I am so proud of the piece that we're adding, and for those men and women that support the Liberty Trail, just like the Palmetto Trail. Mary Rowe and her team have given us an asset in this state that we could never give them enough thanks. And similarly with the Liberty Trail that connects many of the nation's most famous battlefields, we're stopping to recognize not only those veterans that fought in those places in the Revolutionary War, but also to raise awareness. I know that, you know, and I sat in the command seat when I was commander of the State Guard that Francis Marion started, the father of unconventional warfare in the United States, and one of the leading authorities around the world. South Carolina was the place where our freedom was won. Our freedom, they may have given up in Virginia.
Yeah, but it started here.
Won here. And historians that look at it with a degree of objectivity understand that. And it was not only won here, but it was won here by average South Carolinians who took up arms against the British and fought as part of South Carolina's militia, which is the historic South Carolina Guard,
right?
State Guard, the oldest military organization in continuous operation in the country.
Wow.
It's a huge piece of history. And not only will we, Taylor, will be going to some of these battlefields, but we will again this year go to the grave site of Francis Marion.
Oh, wow.
I had hoped when I was commander that we could put in an eternal flame there. Not enough is said about Francis Marion. You will read more about Francis Marion outside the state than you read here. He's ours.
Yeah.
He was a proud South Carolinian, and he is the father of our freedom.
Yeah.
And we need to do more. So forgive me for getting up on a soapbox, thank you for asking. It's a very important part of the nation's history, and it's right here. We need more people to understand and be proud of that history.
Right.
You know, we've often talked about this, Tom. You know, we're so close to so much in our own state that oftentimes we overlook what's right in our own back doors because we get distracted with other things, you know, with other places to go and all.
It's true. And I think we talked about conservation being a huge part of the DNA of sandlappers of our South Carolinians. But you know what is also a part of it? Humility. And I believe that's the Christian characteristics that we don't, this isn't New York. We don't have people beating their chest, telling everybody how great we are.
Right.
Right.
It's just not who we are. And because of that, sometimes we're left out of the conversation. But let me say, I'm not a New Yorker. I'm a proud South Carolinian, and we are the best. We are the best.
And as somebody who's been here since 1741, I agree with you.
Yeah. Amen. And we're going to tell that story.
Yes.
We're going to tell it. Yeah. Now, do we have things in our history that we need to acknowledge and embrace?
Sure.
Communities? Yes, we do.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we have wonderful people here. We have great people here. And that's the other thing about this hike, this trek, Roger, is that it is inclusive. We'll have African Americans, we'll have Hispanic Americans, we'll have young Americans and old Americans like me. Yeah. We'll have disabled Americans, we'll have veterans, we'll have civilian business leaders, and we're going to encourage all of that, and we all come together for the love of the state and of our beautiful environment. So, you know, you ask about this thing. Let me say this without hopefully not seeming hokey.
All right, you got about 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Hollywood has stolen the word love out of our vocabulary and turned it into something sexual. What brings us together is love. Love of God, love of community, love of neighbor, love of family, and in this case, love of our beautiful environment. It's love that will be the defining feature of this, and we encourage others to come out, and we appreciate what you two are doing to help bring visibility to this wonderful expedition.
Absolutely. Taylor and I will go in some details on the first bit of this thing. Tom, thank you as always for being willing to come on. Folks, SouthCarolina7.com is where you find all the information, and Tom will extend you an invitation to come join him on the trail anytime during the 30 days. So y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. This is about my best comeback song.
Okay, I'm going to try this again, because obviously it didn't work in the first segment when I introed the show. Good afternoon, everybody. I really hope y'all can hear me now over Dad's singing. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Dad, how about you?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, get with the program.
I'm with the program. Are we live? We're on air, aren't we?
Well, we are.
That's what the music says, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, you're running the show today, so you need to tell me these things. I didn't know we were going on.
Oh, right. That's kind of scary. Your host doesn't know when you're on air. Anywho.
Because you're pushing buttons today.
I'm pushing buttons.
Including mine. Keep up.
All right. We had an amazing time talking to Tom Mulliken.
Always
last
do.
Segment.
And y'all didn't hear the off-air stuff. The off-air stuff was better than the on-air stuff, trust me. Taylor,
what?
Put your phone down.
I'm not looking at my phone.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard you.
The off-air stuff with Tom is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all need to clear a day, go to South Carolina 7, pick one of these little hikes or one of these little educational things, and go and introduce yourself to Tom Mulliken and say, "Hey, look, I heard you on the radio. Just wanted to meet you and shake your hand." Mm-hmm. He'd turn crimson. He would turn so red.
Oh, he would. He'd probably even hug you.
He probably would. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's an incredible person. From the first time we talked to him last summer to having dinner with him, and it's just it's really an amazing, amazing guy. Family man, mm-hmm. Dad, you know, granddad. And all the things he has overcome in his life, folks, y'all have no clue.
Yep.
He did discuss that last year. So if you want to go back and listen to the show last year, I guess it would have been before the 4th of July last year. I think he does go into some of the stuff, some of the challenges from his childhood. And
it'll really make you like look at him differently.
And it'll make you look at yourself and go, what's your excuse?
Right. Yep.
And a lot of guys are like that. A lot of the quiet guys that people run across, both men and women, they've overcome challenges that put whatever we have on a daily basis to shame.
Yep.
But anyway, SouthCarolina7.com. Spell it out. SouthCarolina7.com is the website. There's a trailer there that you can look at that kind of gives you an idea of what it's all about. There's a digital field guide. There's an outdoor adventure book. Shows the itinerary, part of the itinerary for this year, the mission. It's a pretty good website. And an epic adventure awaits, and that's the truth. You click the full itinerary.
And that's what we're going to go over.
And that's where we're going. There's an about page. There's a partners page. There's a press page, a support, an expedition, a consent form if you're going to take part in some of the other stuff, a contact us form if you want to ask a question. But the itinerary page is kind of the meat of it all. Like the book, you open the pages and there's the meat. This is the meat. Day one, July the 1st, Thursday, Oconee County, Garden of the Gods, Oconee County Pass. And this is the way it lays out. Begins at Oconee State Park and ends at Oconee State Station Historical Site. It's a military garrison trading post from the 1790s. You'll follow the roadbed along a mountain ridge line, drop down 1,000 feet, and turn right, and there's Station Cove Falls. Walk a quarter mile to the falls, 60-foot, multi-tiered, probably one of the most majestic in South Carolina. It's 3.37 miles. It gives you how far they're going to hike. And then there's a button there that says trail map. And it takes you, in this instance, to Palmetto Conservation Org. You heard Tom talk about Mary Rowe and her team down at PCF. Do a great job. Okay, the Oconee Passage, it's in the upstate. On a on a level of 6 hikers, it's a 3. We don't have a scale of 1 to 10. We have 6 hikers.
Yep.
And this is a 3, so it's a moderate hike. 3.37 miles. You know, the Oconee Station, they actually have a mountain bike trail there, too. And there's the information on what they're going to do on the first day. And it even has a trail map. You can click on a PDF map, and there's the trail map showing exactly where you are for the hike. And it's all right there. That's day one. Taylor, day two?
Day two is Friday. They're going to be doing the Stump House Tunnel, Issaquena Falls, and Ross Mountain Passage Trail. Stump House Tunnel is in Stump House Tunnel Park. The tunnel is a historic railroad tunnel for the Blue Ridge Railroad. After that, you'll hike Issaquena Falls and then take 3 miles along the Ross Mountain Passage Trail, which is a connector to the Oconee Passage.
From Stump House Mountain Trail.
And it's about a 3-mile hike.
Yep. And it's, I bet this one's going to be easier. What's this one on the scale of 1 to 6 hikers?
It's a one.
1.5 miles. So there you go. That's a real easy one. And the reason they're putting all this up there is because this is, anyone can go hang out and do this with them. Tom did tell us, he said, that, yeah, we have shortened the mileage on the thing. That is the part we're hiking where you kind of shorten it up to make it easier for families or your small kids or groups that want to come to it. He said, but we're going to actually hike more than that every day. He said, for those of you that want to go on, we might hike another 5 miles, 10 miles, just depending on how far people want to go or how far he's willing to go. And don't test him on that. He may run you in the ground. Day three, and I think we're going to do 4 days to get you through the weekend. The East Otoe Passage hike, this is a trout fishing destination for me. The East Otoe Passage offers a perfect walk in the woods, picturesque views, and just strenuous enough. Travels along East Otoe Creek upstream from Lake Kiwi and climbs to the mountain forest in the acclaimed Jocassee Gorges, which is just full of flowers, birds, wildlife. And it tells you, you know, begin at Kiwi Toxaway Parking Area and end at Dug Mountain Angler Access, 4.5 miles, a little 4.5 miles. And again, trail map, and this one might be a 5 out of 6 here.
Nope,
3 out of 6. There you go.
Easy enough.
Day four.
Piece of cake.
Where are we going on July the 4th? Yeah. On the fourth day, where are we going?
It's a Sunday that we're going to Round Top Mountain Hike. It's just below Sassafras Mountain, another one of the summits in Pickens County. They'll explore from the high point of the passage to a beautiful view of North Carolina mountains. Then they'll go through Poplar Hollow Creek, which is towards the face of the Rock Mountain.
Yeah, Rock Mountain.
And it is a great view from what it says here, and it's about a 5-mile hike. So a little longer, but still worth it.
And just to tease you, on down here, there's some more hikes. They're going to do Chattooga River rafting. They're going to spend a day hiking, exploring Kings Mountain National State Historic Military Park. They're going to spend a day in Croft. Blackstock Battlefield, Musgrove Mill. I mean, and they go all the way through. They're going to spend some time in Camden, Fort Jackson. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. They're going to kayak the Santee Indian Mounds. They're also going to do an Edisto River float.
And Francis Marion's grave.
And like Francis Marion's grave. And they'll end up down at the aquarium again in Charleston. They're going to do a blackwater dive on the Cooper River.
And after hearing them talk about it last year,
there's no way I'm going down in that kind of water where I can't see 2 feet, or much less 2 inches. Yeah.
When it takes you to the when you click on the trail map for that for day four, it is a 5 out of 6.
So a little more strenuous.
Yes.
Probably a little more up and down.
Yep.
Through the mountains and all. Yep.
But that's the first 4 days.
Yeah, and like I said, we're gonna try to make a day a week. Mm-hmm.
So if we end up there, if you're listening to this and you're going on, it's like, please don't like be scared to come and say hi to us and talk to us. And
we'll probably turn and run the other way.
Oh yeah. We're socially awkward. It's fine. That's why we have a radio show and
it's not on TV. Yeah.
We don't have to talk to anybody but ourselves.
Yeah. but yeah, please come over and say hello. Yep. Love to meet people. Most any people. I don't meet strangers, in fact.
No, you don't.
So, yeah, that's just to get you going. I think we got time, Taylor. Let's hit the calendar events right quick.
Yeah.
The Hooked on Miracles Kingfish Tournament is coming up in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Ripley Light Yacht Club. Captain's meeting is on July the 15th from 5 to 9. Registration, food, drinks, and music. Tournament day is the 17th, 6:30 to 5, with a weigh-in and check-in from 2 to 5. The mission of Hooked on Miracles, this thing is a 3-day King Mackerel Tournament. It is started in 1994 as a fun way to raise children money for the MUSC Children's Hospital Pediatric Intensive Care Unit. Now they're raising it for the Sean Jenkins MUSC Children's Hospital. And to date, they've contributed over $1 million to that worthy cause. So for you Kingfish guys, y'all get involved, and here's one for you.
Really quick, Eddie Temple's Benefit Bass Tournament is Sunday, June 27th on Lake Murray. They're going to be at a Drew Island State Park, safe flight to 3 p.m. All standard tournament rules apply. 50% payback is $100 per boat for entry fee. And to get involved, contact Don Neese at 864-993-8651 or Phil Morris at 864-993-0346.
Very good. I'll fit this in at the beginning of you because we got this one, and we got new flounder regulations start July the 1st. So y'all will need to know about that before you head on down the coast for some doormat flounders. Doormats.
Doormats.
They're fatties and doormats. All right, y'all hang on. Gonna go out with some emergency bye.
Oh no.
Yeah. Back on the other side.
Ugh.
Yes, you have. I have not. And you've been introing every segment, so why give up now?
I have not.
You've introduced the first one, the second one, the third one.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I must have came in the volume up so you couldn't hear that. Keep on shining me.
Yes.
That's why I was keeping it up, so I don't have to listen to that.
What segment is this?
I don't know, Mr. Actual Host.
Well, you said you were going to host today.
I'm running the board, am I supposed to be in charge of everything else?
That's the host duty.
How am I supposed running the board to be in and charge introducing of everything else? How?
Welcome back to the final segment of Woods and Water, South Carolina. If you would like to rent a daughter, contact me at roger@woodsandwatersc.com. I might even pay you to take her off my hands. Thank you for tuning in today. We do have a couple more things to do, along with a bunch of the 4th of July stuff. Ag and Art Tour. Missed this beginning of the month. It runs the month of June every year in South Carolina. And it's simply visit a local farm where they're going to have a local artist. Pick a weekend. Plan your tour. You might not have time enough to do everything in a single day. Load your cart with friends and family. Bring a cooler. Pick some fresh veggies. Let your kids enjoy a hayride or barnyard animals. Watch artists in action. Enjoy a day in the country. And the last week of Ag and Art for 2021 is Chester County. You can go to the Powell Farm. You can go to Wild Bees Bottle Shop, the Sweet Tree, Fort Long Community Center, Tam's Farms, Fishing Creek Creamery, Wild Hope Farm, Watson Farms, and hey, one right up the street from us, Cotton Hill Farms. Mr. Wilson and those. He used to guide quail hunts.
Really?
When he had a shooting preserve there. Yep. Me and Belle in trouble.
Oh, gosh.
I remember one morning I carried a five-year-old around on my shoulders for 4 hours one day.
Was that me?
Wild guiding. No, this was a client's son.
Oh, I was
like. The client
like...
brought his son, and the son took about 20 steps and sat down. And he rode around on my shoulders the rest of the day. Memorable day. Man, I miss my bird dogs.
You have one. She's asleep.
No, that's not a bird dog.
Look at her.
I know. That's that's a door jam. A door stop. A bird dog is something totally different than that one.
She tries.
Sophie's a great dog. Don't get me wrong. I love Sophie to death. And Sophie's she doesn't like the feathers off a dove. And not many dogs really enjoy them because they do come out. Yeah. And I don't know that we've duck hunted Sophie. She did well.
Oh, yeah.
She
likes geese. She will go. She
does not like geese either.
That was sarcasm.
Yes, I know. Geese are not fun.
She handled it pretty well, though.
She turned and looked at me like, you want me to do what with that?
I still remember that.
She's over here. She didn't even know we're talking about. Oh, there you go. Welcome. Welcome back to life, Sophie.
Okay, yeah. Don't start getting my name mixed up with the dogs, please.
Oh, it's the dog's life. Okay, so I got that. You got some news, and I got a story, too. Okay.
Some news from South Carolina DNR. Their York Department of Natural Resources office for their customer service will be closed until July 12th. So if you need hunting and fishing licenses or tags, permits, they can be purchased online. Boating transactions can be processed by mail. So, and again, they'll be open back on July 12th, but if you need anything till then, you can go to their website.
New flounder regulations take effect July the 1st. The results from a 2019 study of the southeast southern flounder, one of the region's most sought-after saltwater fish, was sobering in that it showed flounder numbers were at historically low levels across the region due to overfishing, overgigging, whatever you want to call it. Did the study, came out with some recommendations by Department of Natural Resources, sent that up to the legislature, and we have new flounder regulations going into effect July the 1st. They will include a minimum size limit of 16 inches and allow a catch limit of 5 fish per person per day and no more than 10 fish per boat per day. That's down from 50, that's up on the limit from 15 inches and down on the catch from 10 per person to 20 per boat per day. They also are going up on saltwater fishing licenses. Hang in there before everybody has a cow. The resident 14-day is $10. The annual is $15, which is up $5. The resident 3 years, 40 year, $45. Non-resident 1 day is $10. Non-resident 7 is $35. A 14-day is no longer available. An annual is $75 for non-residents, and a 3-year for non-residents is no longer available. Charter captains will have an increase in their fee a little bit to cover it. And everybody's, oh, my gosh, $5. I don't know how I'll recover from being able to fish 365 days a year in the salt water for $15. That's just too much for me to bear. It's all about the money. This is more money we're wasting. The government is taking from me. I can hear it all now, and I've seen it all on Facebook and the chat groups already. Lord have mercy, folks. They are going to take the $5. They're going to start a flounder stocking program at Waddell Mariculture Center to help the flounder stocks get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So your money is going straight to Waddell. They are going just like they do redfish, trout in Charleston. They're going to flood those ponds down there. They're going to raise flounder, and they're going to release them so y'all can catch them in a couple of years. Jeez. Every time licenses go up in South Carolina, it's just the cry. It gets old. It really does. And look, natural resources are not free. They have, between loss of habitat and more people in the outdoors, our natural resources are under assault. And look, we love them. We pay to support them. We do things on our own that we wouldn't do for anything else, like planting and harvesting and trapping and shooting critters and stuff like that. It's $5 a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. You may think it's wasted. That's fine. Don't buy the saltwater license. Do us all a favor. If you want a saltwater fish, pay your $15 a year. Know that $5 is going to flounder stocking program that will go back into the natural resource and help flounder stocks rebound. It's funny, on the same day I got this, a couple days later, I get one from North Carolina that they have cut their 6-week flounder season to 2 weeks. So it's not just us. Everybody realizes, like the turkey. What's going on with the turkey? Well, they've done a study on the flounder. It's overfished. The only thing they can do is raise more and put them back out of there. And that's what you have.
That was a good rant, Dad.
Thank you. Okay. 4th of July, we've got about 4 minutes to do, 3 minutes to do this. We're never going to get through it.
No, we're not.
Check your local newspaper. Check Facebook events for, and we're going to go there. My favorite, Salute from the Shore. Simply put, go to the beach on July the 4th. Wear red, white, and blue, whatever. Take a flag. Bigger the better. Fly it. Because starting at 1 o'clock in Cherry Grove,
you're going to have F-16s
and a C-17 are going to fly the coast of South Carolina like they've done for, what, 13 years approximately? It only takes the F-16s 35 minutes to go from Cherry Grove to Beaufort. If you go to salutefromtheshore.org, they got the flight schedule there. The C-17 will start at 105, and it'll finish up in Beaufort at 154. Go red, white, and blue, and go big on the beach this July the 4th.
Actually, today at 6 o'clock, and it's going to go till 10:30 at Greer City Park, they're going to have all sorts of things going on, like kids zone, a rib eating contest, yeah, some music, and then fireworks will start at 10 o'clock. There'll be all sorts of vendors there, and shout out to the Greer City Fire Department that's going to have to work all of that with all those people. Love
okay.
You guys.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Red, White, and Boom is back in Spartanburg. I have not seen what time they're doing it. They are going to shoot fireworks off from the campus of Wofford College, and you'll be able to see it from the park. But this press release doesn't give me any time, so I'm assuming dark July the 4th. Red, White, and Boom in Spartanburg.
Lake Murray is putting on their 33rd annual 4th of July celebration on Lake Murray. Presented by Lexington Medical Center. And that is going to start at noon. You'll have the Lake Murray Boat Parade. And then at dusk, around 9:15, it'll be South Carolina's largest fireworks display from two locations, which is Spence Island and Drew Island State Park. The fireworks are best viewable by boat, but can be viewed on land at Drew Island State Park.
And if you're going to be at after dark, leave your running lights on, your nav lights, your red and green, leave them on. Get that white light on. Don't just rely on the anchor light.
Yep.
Leave them all on. Bring your speed back when you're leaving, and just be aware of other boaters. In fact, have a couple of lookouts. Y'all
and
be safe out there is what we're trying to get you to
please
do.
Please wear your kill switch.
That's right. That's a U.S. Coast Guard regulation now. 4th of July, Patriots Point is back on. You won't be able to access the flight deck of the Yorktown, but you will be able to see the fireworks all from a barge in Charleston Harbor. If you want to go to Patriots Point, they are open at 9 o'clock on Sunday. There's going to be a $20 parking fee, and it's first come, first serve at 3:30. They're going to sell the last tickets to get on the Yorktown. Ship closes at 5. The party kicks off at 6 with some local music from the Almond Dog Green musicians, and they have 10 low country food trucks there, and at dusk, fireworks. That's Patriots Point.
We did not make it through all this.
Go ahead.
Red, White, and Boom returns to Old Town Rock Hill. It's going to be Saturday, July 3rd from 4 to 10 p.m. There's going to be live music, food trucks, drinks, and then fireworks start at 9:30.
July the 4th, Battery Creek Jam, Sands Beach, Port Royal, South Carolina, featuring Driving and Crying and More. July the 4th. They don't say what time. Oh, 1 o'clock is when everything starts.
Surfside Beach is celebrating 4th of July on July 4th. You will be able to do fireworks and food and music from 6 to 10 p.m. at Surfside Pier. And there are going to be some T-shirts and concessions and all that fun stuff.
North Charleston's having a fireworks display. You can check in more of that. And the town of Tiga K, their 39th anniversary and nation's 245th birthday, all weekend long, starting Friday, July 2nd. They're going to have a Carolina ski show thing at 6 o'clock Friday. Then Saturday, they're going to have their, concert at Rundle Park. Sunday, they're going to have a fish fry and birthday party at 4:30 p.m., fireworks at 9:30. And that's your 4th of July. As always, take time to get out there.
Take the backwoods you can.
And don't forget your camera. See you back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thanks for listening.